Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 69, verse 16. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. When we study the life of King David, he went through a lot of challenges in his life. And all along, he was running to God. All along, he was in prayer. All along, he was praising. All along, he was trusting God, anticipating his grace and his mercy to flow in his life. And this is again one more occasion where David is in a difficult place, and he is asking the Lord for his multitude of his tender mercies to flow through him and to him. And that's what he's saying. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love. That's what God does for us. He answers to us in accordance to the goodness of his love. It's not that we deserve anything, but because we are the children of God, he cares about us. He loves us dearly. Hallelujah. And that is the beautiful thing of our Father in heaven. You know, I was going through a beautiful hymn written by Charles Spurgeon. And we all are aware of that great name. He's known as the Prince of Preachers of the 19th century, labored for more than 20 years on his unrivaled commentary of the Psalms, a 7-volume work entitled The Treasury of David. Only those who have meditated profoundly upon the Psalms, wrote Spurgeon, can have any adequate conception of the wealth they contain. Meditate on this comment that Mr. Spurgeon made about Psalm 23, the basis of this hymn. And he writes, quotes, "The sweetest word of the whole is that monosyllable, my. He does not say the Lord is the shepherd of the world at large and leadeth forth the multitude as his flock. If he is a shepherd to no one else, he is a shepherd to me. He cares for me, watches over me, and preserves me. The words are in the present tense. Whatever be the believer's position, he is even now under the pastoral care of our Lord Jehovah." Hallelujah. Well, and he wrote this song, and it was sung later on, composed with music, in the mid 1950s, based on the 23rd Psalm. I love that Psalm. We all love it. And let's focus on that. He writes, "A pilgrim was I and a wandering in the cold night of sin. I did roam when Jesus, the kind shepherd, found me, and now I am on my way home. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there. And safely his great hand will lead me to the mansions he's gone to prepare." And then the chorus is, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Isn't that wonderful, my dear brothers and sisters? Carry this truth and this message with you as you live in the joy and confidence of your Heavenly Father's love and care for you today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Lord God Almighty, I pray that the name of Jehovah will be alone exalted, be glorified, and be magnified in our midst, O Father. Lord, we are grateful to you that you are our shepherd. You are my shepherd. You lead me and guide me beside the still waters. And I pray that Psalm, O Father God, will be real to each and every member of the body of Christ, that you are their shepherd. Individually, you lead them. Individually, you care for them. You provide for them. You protect them. You prosper them. You preserve them. You flourish them, O God. You, O Lord God Almighty, are an amazing Father. And we bless you from the bottom of our heart. Lord, not only individually, but corporately as well, collectively as well. You watch over our families. You watch over our children. You, Lord, guide us beside the still waters and green pastures. You lead us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you for that. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out to the jobs, to the business, I know that you will shepherd them. I know that you will lead them and guide them. I know that you'll bring them in broad paths, O Father God, and take away every pain from them, that they will flourish and prosper, O Lord, in their area of their work. And I pray that you will bless the work of their hands, O God. O Father, I pray for the ones, those who are sick in our midst, that they'll be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we are made well. Abba, Father, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We exalt you. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.